This is Financial Armor with Brad Cooper from Cooper Financial Investments. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Brad provides his clients and prospects the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now here is Financial Armor with Brad Cooper.
Welcome to Financial Armor. My name is Brad Cooper, president of Cooper Financial Investments, and I'd like to welcome my co-host today, Tony Shore. Welcome, Tony.
Well, great to be here, Brad. Thanks for having me on your show once again. I really look forward to this each week talking to you. We were having a great time talking before the show. Just a busy time. You know what I heard today, Brad? I heard that it's actually Financial Planning Month. It's the official Financial Planning Month.
That's right. I was surprised when I first saw that too, because I thought every day or every month was financial planning for most of us Americans.
Yeah. Well, yeah, every day we should be, thinking about our finances and, it's always ongoing, but for you, especially, you're like, there's a special month for this because this is your life, isn't it?
That's right. Seems like every day that's the conversation I'm having. And then when I come home and talk to my wife about financial planning, she usually says, shut up. Let's talk about something other than work.
Right. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I get that too. But Financial Planning Month, and it makes sense that it's October. Most of the financial people and financial professionals like yourself that I've talked to, this is one of the busiest times of year. Now, I know you're busy year round, but is this time of year as we get into the fall a busy time for you? Is it busier during October than typical?
Yes. The 30 years I've been in this industry, I have found, Tony, really starting in the end of September, going into the last quarter of each year is some of our busiest months. And I think the reason why is people come off, families come off family vacations, and they're getting their kids back into school or grandkids back into school and getting back to a normal routine. Then they start paying attention a little bit to what's going on in the household. And then they're looking at, the next month or two, Thanksgiving's right around the corner. Then you have Christmas. So right. A lot of people are looking at trying to get things in order and try to get organized.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it's that getting organized that we're going to talk about today, right?
That's right. We're going to talk a lot about, the really 10 biggest financial expenses that retirees will face and maybe not think about. And we're just going through the top 10. We could spend probably several shows just on this topic as far as when you do retire or you're looking at maybe retiring in the future, what expenses are out there that I should be aware of that I will not be surprised with?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is going to be a good one. So the top 10 biggest expenses that people are going to face in retirement. I know for me personally, that's going to be pizza because that's just going to carry on from right now.
Well, that makes two of us. I just had pizza for lunch, Tony.
I'm jealous already. I'm jealous once again of you, Brad. But seriously, I joke, I kid, but I do love pizza. That's probably not one of the biggest expenses we'll have in retirement. But I know that there's a lot of great things on here. Some things people will go, well, yeah, of course. Some things people will go, really? I think some of these will catch people by surprise, won't they?
Absolutely. And, as you talk about pizza and food in general, with the rapid increase of inflation, and I just read this morning where they're forecasting maybe inflation to continue to increase with the circumstances of things going on throughout the world. So the cost of food, my wife and I were just at the grocery store this past weekend, and wow, it's just amazing the high cost in the price of milk, eggs, bread, just your, everyday food items.
Yeah. I mean, there are complete forums and websites now just focused on where to find the cheapest eggs, where to buy the cheapest milk in each market. Somebody's got an app that they have where you can punch in and find the lowest price on groceries because it's become that big of a deal. I mean, it is true. It's gone up exponentially. And, that happened after COVID and because of supply and demand. And then we had 2022, the down year, and high inflation, but it's staying there. It's not like it's going back down. It either stays or goes up, right?
That's right. And unfortunately, when it's up, that makes prices go up as well and expensive. Yep. And normally there's not a direct correlation with the increase of inflation in our paychecks as well. For most
of us. That's true, unfortunately. Well, okay. So what's first on your list for one of the biggest expenses we'll face in retirement?
Well, it was interesting when I came across this article and study and the research I've done with other articles and studies on this topic. The number one area, which is also one of the top concerns for most retirees, is healthcare expenses. Our future healthcare expenses, which we talked a little bit about and touched on a little bit in previous shows, but healthcare in general.
Yeah. Well, healthcare costs, you've mentioned it on the show before, and I know we've talked about it, but healthcare is huge. It's got to be one of the biggest. I can see why it's number one on your list. I forget the exact amounts, but I've read different studies and articles. I think Columbia University did one. And maybe even Mayo Clinic, but they all talk about the average amount each retiree will spend on healthcare and retirement. And it's a crazy high number, like over $250,000, right?
Right. And that study, Tony, that you're referring to, not only will the average American between age 65 and 85 spend over $250,000 out of pocket, that does not include nursing home expense.
Yeah, long-term care.
Right.
Right.
That's a lot of money, and that will eat away at your Social Security, your pensions, yeah, your portfolio, if you don't plan accordingly. So we take healthcare very seriously, and we're being very proactive, Tony, when it comes to looking at healthcare, whether it's maybe in-home healthcare expenses or assisted living or long-term care in a nursing home. We're being proactive, and there's strategies today, several out there, that provide benefits to a retiree. And these benefits will cover, in some cases, half to maybe 100% of those expenses if you learn a little bit more about those strategies. And here's what I discovered. A lot of our industry will not talk about these certain strategies for some reason. And this has been probably at the top of our conversation with every person we sit down with on a daily basis.
Yeah, long-term care is a crisis in this country. And people are starting to realize that, especially in the position I'm part of, that sandwich generation, where I've got adult children that we're helping cover college for. And then my wife and I have parents that need full-time care. And so I have loved ones that are in long-term care, and it ranges anywhere. My mom has Parkinson's and absolutely has to be that long-term care. Yeah, but it's $6,000 a month, and she's in a state-run facility. It's a very highly ranked one. It's number one in the state where she's at, in Minnesota, and it's fantastic. However, like my mother-in-law is in a facility assisted living, but if she needed to move into the memory care unit there, and this is a private facility, very nice, but their memory care is $12,000 a month.
Wow. Unbelievable. So
we say, why is healthcare one of the biggest expenses you'll face in retirement? It just is. So Medicare doesn't cover everything. It doesn't cover long-term care in most cases. In fact, if it does, it's only 90 to 100 days. And then it's only in specific situations if you have to move from a hospital into long-term care. So, right?
Yes. And just to add to that, it seems like everyone I'm talking to has a story. Like you just mentioned, Tony, what really caused me to be passionate and really proactive has gone back several years. About 20 years plus, my grandfather passed away. I'm sorry. My grandmother moved in with my mom and dad. My mom was the only child. They took care of grandma as long as they could. Yeah. And eventually, they had to put grandma in a skilled nursing home facility, which back then was about $8,000 to $9,000 per month. And what's sad about this, Tony, is grandma and grandpa, their whole life, they sacrificed. They lived through the Depression. They saved. They wanted that money to go to their daughter and son-in-law and grandkids. And as a result of what happened, almost all of it went to the nursing home over the next several years. Now, fast forward, the reason why I'm sharing this is there's solutions. If you are talking to the right financial professional, fast forward now, about 6 years ago, my dad started showing early signs of dementia, Alzheimer's, and we became proactive, did some advanced elder care planning to protect their estate. So when he went into a nursing home, just through the planning process, he did not have to absorb that high cost on a monthly basis because Medicaid picked it up in the state of Missouri. And as a result of that, mom was able to keep the house and their assets. And today, if it wasn't for that, mom would not have too much money to survive, especially since my father just passed away earlier this year.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know that your situation there, and you've talked about that with me before, Brad, and that's too bad, but it is good that you did some pre-planning. And it's the same with my mom. She is on Medicaid, is covering most of her expenses.
Great.
And my dad is able to keep the farm that he inherited from his father, at least for now. So we put some things in place. Luckily, farms are somewhat protected in Minnesota where they're at. Family-owned farms, if they're homesteaded and certain things qualify and you're living on them and the farmland you own is attached to where the buildings are at that you're living in, that counts, and they can't take that away even if your spouse is on Medicaid. So that's good. In our state, those laws vary from state to state, right?
That's right, Tony. And I'm surprised. I did not know that about the state of Minnesota. However, I know other states do not fall in that same category. So what a great state for your parents to be in under these circumstances.
So there's good things and bad things about the state of Minnesota. The taxes that they have to pay, or if I ever inherit the farmland. We'll have another conversation about how great Minnesota is.
I believe that's on the list somewhere in the top 10, Tony. I'm sure we'll get to is that nasty T word, taxes.
So what else? We talked about healthcare. That's got to be one of the biggest, if not the biggest. What's next?
Yeah, next is home maintenance. And I was kind of surprised. And as I researched, you know, home maintenance, it kind of made a lot of sense, especially once you retire. Maybe you're no longer officially working and getting that big paycheck every other week. Now you have your own home, whether you're mortgaging it or you have full ownership. Things break down, especially here in Arizona. It's hot during the summers. Air conditioners break down. I just had to replace two units a couple years ago. That's an example of expense. Then you have, you know, a lot of families have swimming pools out here. Lots of upkeep and maintenance there. Electrical work, roofs, you name it. There's a lot of money to go along with home ownership, even though home ownership is great, especially in a lot of states, including Arizona, where the property values have increased. Along with that comes a lot of responsibility and a lot of money out of pocket, if you will, to cover those expenses that a lot of us don't think about.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good one. That's one that people probably don't calculate into their financial plans unless they're working with a professional like yourself or think a lot about. But home maintenance is huge. Some people, you may have your mortgage paid off, right? And that's great. But a home and living still costs money, and home expenses, home maintenance is huge. I mean, the furnace goes out, you need to repaint windows. I know windows are outrageously expensive to get good ones. And with windows, you get what you pay for. And so that can be a huge expense. So my neighbor got his done and was like, he got his whole house done. It was $40,000. So where's that money coming from, right? In retirement?
That's right. That's a big chunk of money, especially under these current market conditions the last, you know, year and a half plus, you know, with all the volatility, then to have to take that big of a chunk of money out, especially if you're not prepared for it, could be devastating for a lot of Americans.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a big one. It's bigger than people expect, probably. Right. I'm glad you brought that one up. What's next?
Next is one of my favorites because this is what my wife and I love to do and are looking forward to when we retire, and that's traveling. And wow, has traveling ever increased in price over the last 5 to 10 years, whether it's traveling here in the U.S. or traveling abroad. I have some clients that just booked a cruise to Europe, and the whole cost of the trip they shared with me over a period of about 10 to 12 days was in excess of $9,000 to $10,000, which I believe that's a little bit on the inexpensive side. Then I talked to another client that spent $25,000, you know, last year traveling.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, I read an article recently about, I think it was in, it was the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times, but a grandparent took their grandkids, wanted to take their grandkids to Disney World and their parents. So they wanted to take the whole family and extended. Right. It was about 12 people, right? 12 people for 1 week in Florida, airfare, food, accommodations, all the passes for the Disney parks. And I think her total was near $50,000.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Wow. But you know what? I love hearing those stories, Tony. I have a client that did the same thing, but to Hawaii. And it was about $65,000.
Wow. Yeah.
For the trip. But you know what? I love that. And that's the conversations we're having with our clients today is spend that money, live, create memories. If yes. you meet with me, you're probably going to hear that more than you'll ever hear it from anyone else is use your money now, live, create memories, and enjoy.
Well, you're still healthy and able to do it.
That's right.
Before it's sucked up by an assisted living home and before you get come down with Alzheimer's and while you still have your health and while you have the money, I think, you know, you can't take it with you. It's great to save and you need to be smart about your money because you could, like my grandfather, yes. live to 101, right? So, so, you know, he's glad he didn't spend all his money in his first few years. So you do have to be smart about it and work with a financial advisor. But you're right. You need to live and you need to, if you want to, you know, help your grandkids out, do it while you're still alive for them to appreciate.
That's right. And I can promise you one thing, they'll be so thankful of the memories that they spent yes. with you versus inheriting X amount of cash. Right. And I just read a study. Actually, my estate planning attorney friend shared this with me that the average beneficiary who inherits a legacy from parents, grandparents will usually blow through that within 12 months or less.
Oh,
kind of like lottery winners, right? Who blow through their money and lottery winnings.
Yep. And it doesn't matter the amount, whether it's 500 million or 2 million, they go through it and it just poof, it's gone. Right.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hard come, easy go. Right.
Yep. So what's next? Okay. Travel, home maintenance, healthcare. What's next?
So next on the list, which kind of surprised me a little bit, but as I read into the study a little bit more, I said, this makes sense. And I started picturing a lot of our clients who are up in age, who maybe have lost a spouse. And that is transportation costs. Well, what do you mean by that? Well, maybe, you know, while you're married, you go to the doctor together and transportation's easier, but now you get up in age, your health isn't great. Maybe you lost your spouse and maybe you're not able to drive 30 minutes, 60 minutes. So now those extra expenses could be in the form of Uber, taxis. Right. I know there's a lot of transportation services out there today, but they cost money. Actually, right. we have a strategic partner that specializes in all different types of home services. And that's one of them is transportation, which my mom, who is a widow, lives in Missouri by herself. Eventually she's going to be out here in Arizona, but she's a good example of that. Every time she goes to the doctor, if she cannot find a friend, which she doesn't want to trouble half the time,
right?
She'll have to pay for that expense.
Yeah. 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 And that's tough. It could add up over time, especially that's really going to add up. So you do have to take transportation into, and even if you're can drive vehicle costs and insurance are going up too. I mean, right. it's not getting any cheaper to insure a car or maintenance on a car. Right. So Those are two big expensive areas. But if you're not driving yourself, you have to pay someone to drive you, obviously. And that's expensive. That's why they show wealthy people with chauffeurs, right? And they're paying someone to drive them around. And that's why that's only for the wealthy. But when you're retired, maybe your health isn't good or your spouse was the one who still drove. You're going to have to pay someone to drive you around, right?
So, Tony, most of us and our listeners probably don't know what it's like to have a personal limo driver like yourself to take you around. But I'd like to hear about that sometime.
All that radio show host money I'm rolling in.
Yes.
I have a hired driver. No.
I know. But and two, with the increase of gas price, that causes those, you know, taxis and Uber drivers and other transportation costs to increase. Another one on the list that fell on the 10 biggest expenses to consider is utilities. Hmm. And coming off this summer in Arizona, with it being so hot, our air conditioner was running continuously. Of right. course, you know, we want it to be nice and cool. But then the flip side, in Minnesota, in the wintertime, you want to have your heater going as much as we do our air conditioners.
Yeah. Yeah. Air conditioning a house running, when that thing kicks in and it's as hot as it was this past summer and that air conditioner is running nonstop, that really drives up your energy bill, doesn't it?
It does. And then you have electric, you have gas, you have all types of other utility expenses that I don't know. I don't recall what the statistic and the percentage of increase has been over the last several years, but it's, you know, continuously increased along with other items because of inflation.
Well, especially in 2022, everything went up exponentially because of the 10% or whatever we were looking at as far as inflation.
Right.
Yeah, that wasn't good. Okay, so utilities, I get that. What's next?
Well, another one on the list is, and this has inspired me, especially since a lot of our clients are retirees or pre-retirees. They're focusing on their health a lot more and more so than ever. And I find myself now at the young age of 56, focusing a little bit more on fitness. And maybe should I join that gym? Maybe, you know, should I hire a trainer or a nutritionist to give me the education I need to eat better, exercise, so I can live longer? And that has been an expense that we are seeing increase, whether it's a gym membership or other related services that you may want to include into your budget, especially if you're married, because a lot of times that's not just one, it's two of you paying those expenses.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. And that's one I wouldn't have thought about. Now, I know there are some insurance programs that have like the silver sneakers where you get a gym membership as part your insurance can cover that if in certain cases, which would help. But that's not for everyone. And so that is important. But fitness and wellness are expensive. And it goes back to you were talking about food costs. The most healthy foods seem to cost more.
They do. They're a
lot. If you want to eat healthy, you know, it's not like the 99-cent meal at a fast food drive, right? That's not healthy. It's cheap, but it's not healthy, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, I think we have time for a couple more. What's another one?
Well, another one, which I am finding this is probably should be closer to the top, is kids, children, and grandchildren. And that could be a positive or it could be a negative. I'm finding a lot now with our clients and including myself. I have two daughters that are adults now. It's just, it's tough out there for the younger generation, especially coming through the pandemic. So there's a lot of our clients forking out tens of thousands of dollars to their kids or grandkids.
Yep. My hand is raised.
Mine too. So that's an expense that you definitely want to build in, whether you have to or not. Then let's look at the positive side. Grandchildren, children. It goes back to what we were talking about earlier, creating memories, you know, taking vacations, traveling, doing things together. Of course, that comes with a price tag as well.
Yeah. And this has been a great show, but we're out of time. It yes. just, we ran out of time, and I want to give the information for our listeners before we go. Listeners, a great opportunity here. You can set up a no charge, no obligation consultation with Brad and his staff, and they will sit down and look at where you're at, give you a second opinion on where you're at, and get a plan in place for you. In that initial consultation, there's no obligation, there's no cost. You'll see where you're at. Give us a call, 520-543-8345. And again, that's 520-543-8345. And the web address for our listeners out there, this is an easy one because it's the show name. It's financialarmorshow.com. That's financialarmorshow.com. And there's a lot of resources there. You can listen to this show, past shows, subscribe to the show, click on the YouTube link and watch the videos of past shows or this show. So we appreciate you tuning in. Brad, great show today.
Thank you, Tony. Thanks for helping out as always. You did a great job. And hopefully a lot of the information we covered will make a great impact on our listeners.
All right. Thanks. And listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Financial Armor with our host, Brad Cooper.
Thank you for listening to Financial Armor. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Brad Cooper at Cooper Financial Investments. Call 520-543-8343 or visit them online at cooperfinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through Cooper Financial Investments, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Arizona. Insurance products and services offered through Cooper Financial Group, LLC, an affiliated company. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.